But time now for sports. Brett Favre is back. Wait, again? After saying he wouldn't, Mr. Favre unretired for a second time this week and signed a 2-year contract with the Minnesota Vikings. He will reportedly play on Sunday. ESPN.com's Howard Bryant joins us. Hello, Howard.
Good morning, Scott. Where have you been?
I was away for a couple of weeks. Like you care. Thank you, Howard. I wish we could have been sharing.
Applying for the Cubs closer job. It's open, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, every job on that roster is open at the moment. Well, they have new owners, though. The Ricketts family about to get new owners, and I'm sure everything will be absolutely different, and you'll regret those words.
Now,
but
we've got a seat waiting for you.
In the bullpen, I hope so. Look, I love Brett Favre. But I thought he clearly had three-quarters of a great season last year.
Yes.
He's coming off of injuries. Is there any reason to think that at age of 39 he's gotten better?
No, I don't know if there's a reason for that, and I don't think that's the reason why the Minnesota Vikings signed him. I think the reason the Vikings signed him is because they felt that he's as good right now as or better than the two quarterbacks that they had, Tavares Jackson and Sage Rosenfeld. And if Brett Favre can play anything close to the way he did for three quarters of last year with the New York Jets, they can win a championship. And right now they're already favored, even though he played last night and was pretty shaky, admitting he was nervous in a meaningless exhibition game, that they can win a championship. And I think that's the thing about Brett Favre that's interesting to me is that he's the guy that people either want to hug or you want to punch him out. For some reason, he's the lightning rod. Athletes retire and unretire all the time, but for him, there's a special drama queen type of personality that comes to it.
Did you call him a drama queen?
I did.
Yeah, okay. Well, hope he's not listening.
I hope he is. He's heard it before.
I like Brett Favre a lot.
I actually had no problem with him coming back. And look at Roger Clemens. I mean, he retired 5 times in the past 5 years.
Well, see, we know something else is going on there, which brings us into baseball. Red Sox are playing the Yankees this weekend, but the Yankees are 30, 40 games in front. I've stopped counting.
Do you want to call that a game last night, 20-11? I was waiting for the touchdown.
It's very funny.
It's horrible. The Red Sox are 7.5 games back. The Yankees are clearly the class of baseball. They're the best team in baseball right now. They started the season losing 8 straight to the Red Sox, and now they've beaten the Red Sox 5 straight. And if the Red Sox don't get these next 2 games, you can pretty much think about the wild card if you're the Red Sox. The Yankees are a machine right now.
And what about the wild card? What about them dang Texas Rangers?
The Texas Rangers are my favorite team in baseball. I can't believe I've ever said that before, but they've got a great manager in Ron Washington, who's a great story. He's a great American story. Here's a guy who was a third base coach for years. He was a utility player for years before, and he was one of those guys where you didn't think was going to get a job, and he ended up managing a team this year that is a half game out of a playoff spot when management, the great Nolan Ryan, his boss, wanted to fire him both last year and this year, but they are doing something that they haven't done in a long time. They haven't made the playoffs since 1999, and they're a fun story. It's a team that's off the beaten track that they can hit the ball a lot, and hopefully if they pitch a little bit, they can make it an interesting September.
Howard, in 30 seconds we have left. Usain Bolt, World Track Championships in Berlin. Every week he seems to demolish his own world record and doesn't even look winded.
No, he's a machine.
Just this week, 5 Jamaican track and field stars thrown off the team for testing positive for drugs. You are the ranking expert on juicing in sports. I'll just let you finish the sentence.
Well, once again, it's Olympic time. We know that this is going to be an issue. You would hope that it's not going to be one. But as the combination of sport and science becomes more and more complicated, it is what we would like to call an unfortunate eventuality. It's inevitable.
All right. Howard, nice talking to you. Talk to you next week
a
couple of weeks. Howard Bryant, senior writer for ESPN.com and ESPN, the magazine. Thanks so much.
Thank you.